Gorgeous Mama is a podcast for mamas by a mama who knows the real struggle of postpartum depression, who's ready to get on top and show you what it means to become a mom boss. And I'm ready to take this crazy journey with you if you're ready to do it with me, this one called motherhood. You are listening to Hello Gorgeous Mama. I'm your host, Britt Contreras, mompreneur, blogger, writer, founder, and now amateur podcaster. Let's get started and let's get this rolling. Hello mamas, this is episode number 9 and we're going to talk about World Suicide Prevention Day. It's a little late in the day, but it's never too late to talk about this topic. So let's dive in and talk about what you can do and what things to be aware of. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. Now, why did I count to 40 and why did I choose to begin this podcast like this? Well, today is World Suicide Prevention Day and September is Suicide Prevention Month. It's a taboo topic, but every 40 seconds, someone decides to take their own life. They decide that because they feel that they're alone, that nobody cares, that they'd be better off, or they just want the pain to go away. The sad part is that they don't realize that once they're gone, they're hurting more than just themselves at that moment. They hurt everyone around them. And they leave behind so many people that care about them. And that if they would have just reached out, if they just would have talked to them, then they could have prevented that. So that's why we bring up this subject. That's why there's a day around it and a month around it. Because it's a very important and to know that anybody can go through it. Anybody can think bad thoughts. Anybody can decide to actually attempt to do it and think of ways of how. And unfortunately, they're successful. For those that aren't successful, they can still get help. The subject is a hard topic and anybody can go through it. I mean, there's been times where I thought I didn't want to be here and, you know, I just want to give up and I'm just going through so many different feelings and emotions, especially from things that have happened in my childhood and things that, you know, you just want to erase and not have there, but unfortunately, it's something that made me stronger also and has made me realize how strong of a woman I am and how I want to teach my girls to be just the same. I never attempted to do it, but I have thought of not wanting to be here, like I said, and wouldn't it just be easier? And I even thought of, you know, what if I just did this or what if I just did that, but I never took that action. When I was younger, I used to cut and it's hard for me to talk about that because after a death in my family, it made me feel like that. And then that resurfaced with other bad traumatic memories and things going on in my life. But the thing is, there's always someone that you could talk to and reach out to. And I will fully admit, I've texted the number to get help with maternal mental health to the Postpartum Support International text line for just the postpartum depression and anxiety. And it helped to kind of have somebody right at that moment, like at 2 o'clock in the morning, be able to talk to you back and say that it's okay, it's going to get better, because it is going to get better. It may not seem like that at the moment. It may not seem like it a week later, but eventually it does get better, and there are people that do care about you. And even if that's not family that you have in your circle, there are friends that you can always reach out to. There are support groups that you can reach out to. There's just always a way to reach out to somebody. And if you're listening right now and you thought, you know, nobody's hearing me, I'm alone in my feelings, because here's the thing, it was never that I was really truly alone. It was that I felt alone in my feelings. So I felt like nobody understood what I was going through or what I was feeling, and that was frustrating to me. And sometimes it seems like the easier route just to give up. And it's not the easier route, because say that you're successful at doing something like that, that's so many people here love you and want to be there for you, and you leave that all behind. You leave what you could be a legacy behind. Your story could help somebody else. The fact that you may have thought about it, or, you know, you're going through some hard times, you can relate it to somebody, and you could relate it for somebody and be able to potentially help them from doing something that they can never take back. And I know it's hard to explain to people when they probably haven't felt depression or anxiety and gone through some of the things that you've probably gone through, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel, as cliche as that sounds, and you will be able to survive it. So that's why we need to talk about these kind of things and be able to help gather resources for people that can overcome these obstacles. Now, like I said, people with postpartum depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, all kinds of different things, it doesn't have to lead to that. It could just be someone that you think is normally happy all the time. I mean, just because they smile a lot or they laugh a lot in public doesn't mean that they're always doing okay. So it's always good to make sure that you reach out to people in general and just see how they're doing. And you know, a simple hi can be a start of a conversation that you didn't know you were gonna have, that you could potentially save somebody's life every 40 seconds. Think about that, every 40 seconds. So count to 40 right now and think about that, because in those 40 seconds, who do you know while you're counting that you might want to reach out to, that has popped on your mind that you're like, maybe I should see how they're doing? Now, I'm not saying that that's what they're thinking or that's what they're going through, but I mean, this is what this month is about, is prevention. We want to be proactive, not reactive, and then do the woulda, shoulda, coulda when we could have, you know? So just kind of think through your head of who you can reach out to, who you can help, and how you can spread these messages. The hashtags, be there for one is a hashtag I've been seeing. Another hashtag is every 40 seconds. And then, of course, hashtag Suicide Prevention Month. Those are the hashtags that you should be trying to trend. And trending is for a reason, to bring awareness. Now, of course, we want the trend to be the fact that the statistics are going down and we don't want them to be high anymore. So, again, bringing awareness and reaching out to people you love is what you can do. So, as you can probably hear, my 2-year-old, she's giving some input as well. And, you know, again, I just really want to stress, you are not alone if you're listening to this and you're going through it. Like, reach out to somebody if you're the one that's on the other end that's like, hello, where is everybody? You know, think about, is it really that you don't have anybody there, or are you pushing people away? Are you kind of isolating yourself because you feel like nobody understands you? If you feel like you can't talk to people in your inner circle, or that they're going to be judgmental of you, therapy is a big lifesaver. And you don't have to stick with one therapist. If you feel that they're not understanding you or listening to you either, then keep switching until you feel comfortable. Look at free resources in your area, in your city. Look at free support groups. There's support groups for all kinds of different things. You can look at the Meetup app. You can look on Eventbrite, even Facebook pages. There will always be advertisements for what's going on in your area. And just get involved if you can, because the more socialization, the more you talk about how you feel, the better it's going to make you feel. You're going to be able to get it off your chest. And I know sometimes we're afraid of even strangers judging us and everything, but guess what? You don't have to see those strangers all the time if you don't want to. So it's just helpful to get those things out, those thoughts out. So that way, you know, you don't do something that you can never take back in. It's just, these things will pass and you'll be able to get better, but you need help to get better sometimes. And there's nothing wrong with getting help or getting therapy. It's not something to be ashamed of. You know, even the most perfect person, which there is no such thing as a perfect person, I say that all the time, they need help. Psychologists go to psychologists because they need to voice what they feel. So I will end it there. If you or someone you know is suicidal, please get help immediately and call 911. You can also call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-TALK. Or text the crisis hotline at 741-741. Please do not wait. Do not be afraid to ask about suicidal thoughts. Never take warning signs lightly or promise to keep them secret. Suicide is preventable. For further information on risk factors, warning signs, what to do, and reminders for parents as well, please visit the National Association of School Psychologists.